sure the Lord purposes all things and he does things according to his own will.
Ndi Mulungu amene amalola zinthu zonse ndipo amazita zinthu zonse monga mwakufuna kwake.
And all things works for good to those who love the Lord.
Ndipo zinthu zonse zimachitira ubwino kwa iwo amene Mulungu awakonda.
When we say to those who love the Lord, it doesn't mean that they have their own love upon the Lord, because it's the Lord who first loved those who are his. And it is because of that love that him loves us, makes us to reflect the love of God. In our own there is no love. In our own there is nothing good. In our own there is nothing good. Because we are all sinners and fall short of the glory of the Lord. Many thanks to God because of his sovereignty in loving those that are his. And those he loves will always bow before the Lord in everything. That's why he came and died for them, and the Spirit regenerates them. And the scripture says in John 6:44, nobody comes to the Lord Jesus Christ unless the Father draws him. Which means in us there is nothing good, but in the Lord everything is possible and is good. What a comfort to hear that we have been in, that is Ezekiel chapter 37. We saw the sovereignty of the Lord in bringing together those that are his, that were completely dead, without hope, very wretched, very dry, but Christ is their hope. The hopeless received hope. But here there is another mysterious that we should see how hope comes to those that are his. Because the hope never just comes without the way, procedure, means of its coming. I remember last week we were on verse 5 of Ezekiel chapter 37, whereby it says, "Thus saith the Lord God, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live."
Ndikumbukiratu sabata la Khalija tinali mundimaika 5 yomwe manena kuti atero Yehova kwa mafupa awa, taonani ndidzalonga mpweya mwa inu ndipo mudzakhala ndi moyo.
But today, let us look at verse 6, whereby it says, "And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." Here again we see the process of making the army of the Lord. Because verse 11 says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel." that is the army. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part.
Tufamuka wana mundimega leveni, akunena kuti pamene Bwana ati kwa ine, wapata ndi muntu iwe. Mafupa awa ndiyo nyumba yose ya Israeli, kutanda uzadu ndi gululaye kwa kwa mene lolo. Taona ni akuti mafupa atu awumaje, mbekizusha atu zabaika talikigwa.
So the whole house of the Lord, now the Lord is speaking to it, that I will lay sinews upon you, and I'll bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and breath to be in you, and ye shall reap.
Ngeto ndi gulu lake limene lola Israeli iyo limene Mulungu yakulankhula nawo tsopano kunena kuti ndizakuyikirani nsempha ndikukufikisirani nofu ndikukuta inu ndi khungu ndikulonga mpweya mwa inu ndipo muzakhala ndi moyo.
Number one, we saw that according to his plan and his sovereignty, nobody comes to the Lord without the process that himself did for the elected sinner to come before him.
Here
there is a predestination that the Lord has already done before the foundation of the world. What we see here, number one, is that the bones that were scattered in the valley were the counted number of people, that is the army of the Lord. And the Lord already made the sinews, the flesh, the casket, even the breath for it.
Ipo Mulungu anali atapangiratu kuchokera pa chiyambipo mpweya komanso khungu komanso nofu umene adazizingire ndi zimenezizi.
Only that it was not yet there because it is waiting for the Lord to do what he does for the things to happen.
Kungozi zinthu zinali zitamangidwatu mkwidwatu koma zinali zisanaikike pambalo paja zinali zitasungosungidwa poyembekezera njira kapena dongoso limene Mulungu akalipange kuti zinthuzi zikafikeno mmalo mwake.
Without the operation of God, these sinews, the flesh, the skin, and the breath would have not come until these dry bones. Which means sinews comes from the Lord. Flesh comes from the Lord. Skin come from the Lord.
So mwezi kutanda uza kuti misempha imachokera kwa Mulungu, nofu imachokera kwa Mulungu, khungu limachokera kwa Mulungu.
So these four were done by the Lord and taught the dry bones that were scattered in the valley to show how God works.
Ndiyo zinthu izi zinayi zinapangidwa ndi Mulungu kuti zikaonesere ulamuliro wa Yehova Mulungu mmene amachitira kwa mafupa a mchigwali.
What we see here is that there is no dry bone that was in the valley without its sinew, flesh, and breath, even the skin for itself.
So, mwezi kutanthauza kunena kuti kupana alibe mafupa amene akatikamana za mafupa tikutanthauza kuti mafupa awawa sanakhalepo panalikale nofu, akhungu, mpweya zimene zinalikale zipa mafupa amene achawo poyamba mafupa ali ndi moyo.
Here shows that nobody who missed heaven, salvation will never be missed by the elect, if that electing God elected that person.
So, mwezi kutanthauza kunena kuti palibe tungakhale munthu mmodzi wochimwa wosankhidwa amene akazalephere kapena akazasowe kapena kuperewera kulowa mu ufumu wa Mulungu ngati Mulungu mwini wake anamsankhiratu kuchokera pachiyambi.
Number two, we saw when Christ was coming, he was coming with the number, the exact number of the people that he is to die for.
Chinthu chachiri chiona kuti pamene Ambuye Yesu amakabwera mdziko lapansi amakabwereratu chiwerengero cha anthu oziyika munthu amene iye amakawafera.
Nobody in the list and plan of God did Christ came for.
palibe mmodzi ngakhale wina wake amene anapezeka akhozopezeka mu nambala imeneyo imene mulungu Kristu sanayifere kapena sanayibwerere.
He came direct to them because there is exact sinews, exact flesh, and exact skin, including the breath, that will make that to live.
Chifuwa mbena amagabwela, amagabwela adu ni minofu, amagabwela ni misemba, amagabwela ni mpwe, amagabwela ni kungu, limena li nika blowe kumafuba kapena kutubi, limene, Kristu yana perekino kutakawa, ame nyemula kutakawa perekini minofu yao, mene kutakawa kutubi mwani.
Now, another thing that is very mysterious is that the sinews, the flesh, and the skin came upon that, those dry bones, but without
breath.
Which means they were just dead bodies in the valley now, with the sinews, with the flesh, and with the skin.
So mwezi kutanda uza kulino kunena kuti ma nde kutanda waja zina kala nuzi zija madubi ya kufa ukala mchigwa ukala ni kungo ukala ni mnofu kama zini za kufa.
It's how we are looking before it pleased God to reveal Christ in us. We are dead in our sins without life, but having the fresh sinews and the skin.
Ndipo mmene mwatu ndi mmene tiviri ifeyo, mmene timaonekera pamaso pa Mulungu asanaike moyo mwa ifeyo, kunena kuti tinali nawo tunofu, tinali nawo khungu, tinali nawo misempha mwa ifeyo, koma tili akufa opanda moyo.
Now, after the sinews, skin, flesh is there, a dead person lying on the ground, it needs the life to come in. Now, the breath is God himself. Because we saw in Genesis that it takes God to breathe, a breath so that that thing that was made by God from the soil of the clay to become life and to be called Adam.
Chifamunga mungu tinaonena mbuku la Genesis mwiche, tinapeza hatu mwenena kuti zina chito utengela mpwe ya chokila kwa mungu kukunzila mwiche, mwiche chombidwa chicha, kuti chichuliwe chikali chipo, jambe kukunwa chikali mungu sopano mkuti chula kuti ndi Adamu.
The breathing was the making life in the dead body.
Ndiye kukunzila mpwe ya kucha, kunani kukapeleka moyo, mtu vime ndila kufa.
Which means without the breath of God, there is no life.
Tumazila ndawaza kuna ulipopanda mpwe ya mungu, palipe moyo.
But when did the breath of God came upon the dead people? It is on the way back on the cross when Christ was dying, after saying, Eroi, Eri, Lama, Sabachthani, had breathed the last breath and died. That very moment, very time, the life was given unto the dead bodies.
Ndikale kale tu tsiku limene Ambuye Yesu amakafa pa mtanda pamene amakafuula kuti Mulungu wanga mwandisiranji akukuba mpweya obaliza mpweya umene anakuba obaliza ndimene amakapereka moyo kumatupi akufa.
The last breathing was the giving birth to the dead bodies.
Ndipo mpweya obaliza umene Ambuye Yesu anakuba ndimene unali kupereka kwa moyo kwa matupi amene ndi akufa.
Now the dead bodies have good life, they are living. They are seeing, smelling, whatever. What did these living creatures or living people, army of the Lord, did? What is the first thing that comes in their mind after having the life breathed by God? The last sentence says, and you shall know that I am the Lord. After the breath came in, is when the realizing the Lord, or knowing the Lord, or acknowledging the Lord came upon the dead earnings having now.
Ndi kukumbula ni lalu mkwea weyamba ujagula kukukala ni mwoyo mpamene wana kazindikira mpamene wana kukumbukira kukazindikira kutu mwamba kuli Yehova Mungu.
It is the proof in those dead things.
Repeat my servant brother.
It is the Lord who placed the breath in these dead dry bones made by God. It is the Lord who did this. But the doing of this was to let them realize or acknowledge God that He is the Lord. Number three, why realizing the Lord? Or why knowing the Lord? It is for them to see the Lord as the origin of their life. It is for them to know that it is the Lord who is worthy to be praised and be worshipped. It is for them now to know that there is nothing that is worthy to be praised, but the Lord is worthy to receive praise and honor from them. It is the establishment of the Lord to be the personal savior of their lives. Christ is the Lord.
Christ
He is the Savior. He is the one worthy to be praised. And
he
shall know that I am the Lord. I am one worthy to be exalted. He now the name has been established that the Lord is the only one worthy to be praised and to be preaching of Him. And now the servant says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together on his bone,
lattering
sound.
And
here Ezekiel is saying that I prophesied as I was commanded, meaning he did whatever the Lord told him to. I prophesied as I was commanded, meaning he preaches whatever the Lord told him to. So here, look here. Prophesying as the Lord commanded makes the sinews, flesh, skin, breathe to be in, so that the life to come, and so that they should know that He is the Lord. Which means there is only one way of preaching that will make the wonders that Christ died for to know the Lord as His Lord. Because one way, one preaching, one Christ, one cross.
Jira imozi oka, ulaliki umozi oka, ulaliki na umozi mtanda umozi Yesu umozi.
Other ways are not ways.
Nibonjira zina azusinjira gose hai.
Other preachings are not messages.
Maulaliki ena usutengu wabu nosu hai.
Christ-based message is the only one that makes one acknowledge Christ, the Lord.
Utenga oka wambwe Yesu ndi umene uba bangisa mtu wina mende ojima wa sanki na kuda akasindi kile Yesu Kristu.
Same with us preachers. We need to preach the singular gospel that will make those that are his to come to the Lord and know that he is their Lord.
Nchimozi mwazo nundi faulalikira, chiko enela kulalikira utenga umozi oka, umena uba ingisa iwa mene ali age, kuda akasindi kile kuti yeji ambuye.
And he said, and as I prophesied, there was noise, the lattering sound. The noise, the lattering sound was the result of preaching the singular message that you have been commanded to. Any other message that one preaches, if it is not Christ, then there is no noise that will come, no lattering sound. Don't forget that this noise is the noise of the bones that were very dry. It is not the bone, the noise of the living bones, but the bones that are dead. Christ is the message.
Christ is the message.
He is worthy to be praised. He is the only one worthy that us, we are to preach from. Preaching as I was commanded, preaching the singular gospel. The result is noise. Which means never expect God to come when you are preaching the real gospel. My children who speak evil of you, many who try to hinder broke the work of the Lord, and they will try to criticize the way. And they will do whatever they can to persecute the way. But thank you to God that his way will never be binded by one. All those that are his will continue preaching the singular, and the Lord will be doing whatever is of him. Preach Christ, not our mind. Never preach our minds, whatever we feel, whatever we think. Preach Christ. We should preach the heart of God. We should preach the mind of God. We should preach the Spirit of God. We should preach Christ. Did according I was commanded. Preaching whatever you have been given to preach. Only preach the mind of God. And the title of the message of today is preaching the mind of God. And when we preach the mind of God, those that are his will hear the gospel. When we preach the mind of God, those that are his will be drawn to the Lord. It is not us that will draw those that are his to the Lord, but it is the Lord himself that will do the work of drawing. May God help us so that we preach Christ all the way without compromise. Where can one find the mind of God? It is from the Lord God himself. Christ himself is the foundation of the mind of God. He is the lock. He is the foundation of the church. Apostles built on the rock. He built on Christ. The apostles built on the Lord, on the rock. They built on Christ. This built on the Lord. We have no church. It is the church of God. He is the one who died for the church. Did whatever purpose unto himself. As we conclude the message of today, preach the mind of God. In season and out of season. Singular gospel given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here and morning other side. Thank you for making it possible that we should hear this gospel. And we have heard the mysterious gospel about preaching the mind of God. Help us preaching this gospel. We understand in our own we can never manage to preach this gospel. If it is not you who help us to preach, uphold us with your grace so that we continue in this grace and preach Christ, Christ, and Christ alone. It is in the name of Jesus. Bless even this means of communication, that those that are his will come to the Lord and hear the gospel, even when it is posted on internet. Help them understand the mysterious gospel, that there is only singular gospel, that is Christ and him crucified without compromise. And it is that kind of gospel, when it is preached, those that are his will come unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.